Hi.
Hi.
How's everyone? How are you?
It's been a day. It's been a week.
I got here and we've been trying to record for like more than half an hour because kind of just running around all crazy.
Seriously, though. It's just been a fucked up day. Just like, I don't know, one thing after another, and I was super busy and everything was a shit show. Yeah. That's why.
Yeah.
How was your week?
It was good. probably a 180 from yours. I have nothing to complain about.
That's good, though. Good for you.
Yeah. But I feel like you only, I mean, Kendra's going on a little mini vacay.
I am.
So I feel like that happens to everyone right before they leave somewhere.
Just everything turns into shit. Because that's what it feels like. I'm leaving for Tennessee in a few hours, actually.
I'm jealous. I want to go somewhere so bad.
I'm pretty stoked. It'll be nice.
Because, you know, we were supposed to go to Tennessee.
I know. We're going to go, though.
We are.
It's just postponed.
Postponed, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's do this. If anybody hears that, it's my daughter, so she won't go to sleep. Self-care.
I went swimming this weekend, and I actually, like swam. Like, not swam, I didn't, like do laps. I went under the water.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I, like, went under, I was like, wow, I haven't done that in a long time.
Was it cold?
No, it was actually really nice. Well, it was also super hot on Sunday.
I was going to say, it was so hot. The pool I was in was pretty warm.
Yeah, it wasn't, like, warm. It was, like, a little cold when you got in. But refreshing. It was, like, good. Yeah, it was definitely refreshing. And then the pool was in the shade, so it's not like we were sitting out in the sun. So it was perfect.
Oh, good.
Dolly loved it. She was splashing around. She wanted to, like, just drink the water the entire time, of course.
Did you put her in a floaty?
Yeah, after a while, yeah.
Khalil loves to swim.
What'd you do? What's your self-care?
I don't think you said anything. You're probably right. This week was seriously horrible.
Your meds, right?
Yeah, so I had started taking a new medication for the bipolar disorder, and I had severe side effects. Like, I looked up the side effects after I started feeling like shit, and I was like, okay, something must be wrong with what I'm taking. And it was fucking every single one I had. It was like nausea, insomnia, which I never have a problem sleeping ever, severe anxiety, fuck else? I don't know. Those are the three main ones that I was feeling. And yeah, it was horrible. I was anxious. I couldn't calm down. It was like an out-of-body experience. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it sounds terrible.
It was horrible. I thought I was dying. I almost went to the hospital twice because I was needed some type of relief. But they probably couldn't have done anything anyways, so here I am. Alive.
You made it.
I made it. Hold on. Let's see. Let's see. Okay. The medication I was taking was Abilify. So if...
Is there commercials for that?
There is. So that, I guess that's my point of saying, if you're taking medication and you start to feel not yourself, please just stop taking it. Call your doctor.
Did you do that, by the way?
No, I didn't.
Well,
and I'm telling you.
This is where I hound Kendra to call her.
Well, today it was, I'm serious, today was just a mess. I had to call insurance, I had to call, oh god, the dog place. It was just, I'm glad it's almost over. So this week we asked how people want to live a more natural life. I think we've actually had an episode on that before, I think with Crystal.
Yeah. I remember it.
I don't remember what we said. I don't even remember what questions we asked.
I think it was like one of the first episodes we did, no?
Probably. Anyways, I like to ask people, and now that we have a lot more followers and stuff, we got more answers. What was the question?
The question was, What are some ways you want to live more naturally?
So I was right. Okay.
Yeah.
We got quite a few answers. Let's start at the bottom. No, let's not. Let's start at the top. Okay, someone put natural family planning. That's effective.
Girl, yes.
Yeah.
That's hard.
I know someone who did that. She was never on birth control her whole life. And she just planned it around, like, her schedule.
Her cycle. Yeah.
Her cycle. And seriously, she probably did that for, like, how old was she? She probably did that for, like, 15 years.
Oh, shit.
And then she finally got pregnant, like, on accident.
Oh, wow.
So, that's interesting. I don't even know how to approach that.
Yeah. There's a lot of different ways.
You'd have to really track your cycle.
Yeah, you do. Which, that's a lot. Yeah. Your body, like, changes temperature when you're ovulating.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That makes sense, though.
You get, like, a little mucusy. You can track that. Interesting. When I got married, we had, like, a marriage retreat. And, of course, they talked about it. Because, you know.
You did a marriage retreat?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because of, like, the Catholic Church.
Oh, yeah.
So you had to go through, like, what is natural family planning and how do you do that? Oh, my God. It was so funny. They had a video for us to watch. And this couple's like, oh, yeah, it was for us. Like, you know, it worked out just the way you wanted it to work out. And they interviewed two families. One of the families had, like, 6 kids and the other one had, like, 7. I was dying.
It worked out perfect. If you want the Brady Bunch.
If you want that big old Catholic family, yep.
No thanks. Pass. It's really funny.
I was dying when I saw that. I was cracking up.
Yeah, I guess because and like a lot of people's cycles aren't what's the word I'm looking for?
Regular.
Wow.
That's hard. Yeah, that's definitely hard for someone.
If it's not, it should be.
Because you just need to be eating better.
You need to be eating better. Yeah, you really need to take a look at what you're putting into your body. Seriously, you are what you eat. Your body is so affected by everything that's in it.
Yeah. You know how I watch a lot of YouTube? This girl got...
TikTok. She watches a lot of TikTok.
I go between two. This girl, she, like, had struggled with infertility. Like, came to grips with... that she was, like, never going to be a mom, like, never going to have her own child. Aww. And then she can't say it was this, but she changed her diet. She did keto.
Oh. Okay.
Which I'm not saying do keto. But changed her diet from, I think, eating pretty shitty, period. And she got pregnant. Isn't that crazy?
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
And I know it's not that easy for everybody. We know that. Yeah. We're just saying that.
But I'm just saying, like, your diet, I think, definitely has something to do
with your cycle.
With your cycle. Mm-hmm, for and sure. Fertility and all that stuff. But
yeah, you can't eat like but then you see people that like seriously don't take care of themselves and never mind. We're not that's a whole nother fucking episode.
What is it? So we can
these people that don't take care of themselves and then like have a bunch of kids that they don't take care of and
that's
just a whole nother topic though.
That is.
But things that make you mad.
But yeah, I mean it's definitely possible to
plan your cycle.
Natural family plan. You just gotta, yeah.
Where are the other ones at? Are you looking for your YouTube video?
No, I was looking up to see what other ways to know when you're ovulating.
Oh.
I'm just gonna throw some out there.
I don't know.
My girl said that. Just Google it.
Google it. No metals, plastics, GMOs, fructose, corn syrup, palm oil, sulfates. Etc.
Ooh.
Girl.
I think we're all trying there. And you know what? It's nice to know that there's a lot of more clean products on shelves now.
Oh, yeah.
And it's easier to shop. Like, they kind of do the work for us. Mm-hmm. Like, Target now, they put, like, a clean stamp on products.
Which is good because I did, obviously, I went to school for health and wellness. So, like, I did a project on herbalism.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I'm going for. And... a lot of products that say they're natural and that they're clean aren't. So you really have to, like, you have to research just a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's nice that they didn't do the stamp thing. Now I didn't.
Yeah,
know
Target does. Sephora does for like.
Yeah.
Makeup and skincare products.
Yeah, that's well, and that's like something like I just want to make my own shit that way.
Oh yeah, for sure.
This is what I know is going in it. Like deodorant, that's still on my list. I've been saying that for the longest. That
oh, I finally found a deodorant that I like.
Which brand? Native.
Yeah, don't tell me there's a bunch of shit in it.
No, there's not.
Okay, yeah.
That's the brand everybody likes.
Love it. Love it. It's so good. I 100% recommend Native. I've tried
Schmidt's.
I've tried that one. I've tried just like Arm & Hammer. I've tried this like fancy one from Sephora that was super expensive. And I used it for a while, but this Native, man, it does not. All the other ones I've tried, they had like a scent to them and it changes when you sweat. Like it gets gross. But the Native one, I feel like covers up the scent and it, you know, it's natural. Nice. And they have a bunch of different scents to choose from. It's so good. I use the, I think it's cucumber mint.
Oh, that's.
And I just bought their body wash.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
See, and that's like.
You should make a body wash.
I want to make body wash. I was just going to say that's on my list.
Yeah. Or even like a bar soap.
I don't use bar soap.
So Oscar does.
I wouldn't make it. Well, I would if I had enough interest in it. But I'm definitely going to make body wash.
Because dude, you should.
That's something that I use and I want to just make my own.
Yeah.
What
else?
Anywho.
Oh, this person also said MSGs. I just threw my Sasson out because I had MSG was the first ingredient on there.
That's pretty wild.
Isn't that bad? Like it's really so fucked up. Bad. And I'm like, I know it's such a staple in like Hispanic households or just cooking Hispanic food, period.
Right.
But there's alternatives out there.
There is. What did you buy?
I bought it's a Sasson. It basically has the same exact things in it without the preservatives and MSG. And the spices are organic and what's the word when you like don't screw over farmers? Like sourced.
Oh, locally sourced.
Not locally sourced.
I don't know.
That. like the farmers who are making these spices are actually getting fair market price, like spices.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah, I feel like I'm, it's like a spice market. I'll like take a picture of it one of these days and put it on my story. But it was so good. I got like a taco seasoning, the Sasson, some like other stuff.
They're out of Chicago.
And they're out of Chicago, yeah. So
cool. That's good. There's yeah. your options for something.
Yeah, there's
better.
A lot of stuff out there. I chose that one.
So like just throw your shit out because that's what you know.
Right. Well, I did all this research because it was like when the whole Goya thing happened at the CEO's Point Trump.
Like,
so I was
really
like, I was like, I already bought it, so whatever. And then literally right after that, I was like, oh well, what else can I buy once? Because I had like 3 packets left. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna have to buy some really soon.
Right.
And I was like, oh my God, like these ingredients are gross. So then I found like a different spice.
Good for you.
Yeah. The same person who made the comment about MSGs told me to look at what the heck is in it. So shout out to you. But yeah, high fructose corn syrup. Gross.
Yeah,
I think it's the reason why America's obese.
For sure. It's in a lot of shit.
So much.
Sulfates,
literally a carcinogen.
Oh, keeping clean diet. So we just kind of talk about that.
I've been focused on, and what we use to cook and store food to be toxic free. You guys had talked about that before.
I think we have. And you know what? George pointed that out. George. He hates
Jorge
hates cooking spray. He's like, stop using this shit.
Why?
He's like, it's flammable and it's all just a bunch of chemicals. And he was right.
Oh God.
I was
what
like,
do you
oh,
use?
No.
Just oil and then like
oil or butter.
Or butter. Ugh. I just bought avocado oil from Aldi spray.
Oh, the spray? Mm-hmm. I haven't looked at that one.
I'll have to look at it.
Regardless, it has something in it.
To be like an aerosol. Yeah. You know what, though? It sprays really bad. So maybe it does.
You're going to have to look at it now.
You know what, though? You can buy, sprays that you put the oil in, like a container, and then it makes it yourself. So I think it doesn't have those chemicals in it to make it.
Interesting.
Like that aerosol.
Yeah. Interesting.
But
fun fact.
Like I remember you guys were the ones that brought my attention to this, which I think I already knew, but using like Teflon pans.
Oh yeah.
And that chipping, and then it's just toxic in your food. Like I just made this, I didn't completely make the switch because I still have my Teflon pans out, but I had stainless steel pans from like my bridal shower that I just didn't want to use because I hate cleaning them, but I'm just like, nope, I'm using them now because yeah, especially now that like my daughter's starting to eat food. So I'm just like, okay, let's just do this now. So
she gets used exposure. To the like cleaner right. way of life.
And exactly.
It's just natural for her.
And it's just like a good time for us to make switch too, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
Like if we're going to do it, might
especially
as well do
now,
it all.
Because you're cooking more.
Yeah, and I have been cooking more.
Good for you.
And Oscar was washing the dishes the other day, and I was like, no, you can't just like wash. I was like, you kind of have to scrub this one. Sorry, sir. The stainless steel pot. And then he's like, well, what do I use? And I'm like, Barkeeper's Best or whatever the fuck it's called.
Oh, my coworker was
dude, it works so. My mom has used it for years. Literally, I think that's what it's called, Barkeeper's Best or something like that. It's like a powder.
Yeah, my coworker.
It works so well. And anything, like if you need something that's like
she
stuck
told
on,
me to use it like in my tub.
Yeah,
I was like, oh,
literally, shines it up. It works
all
so
right.
well.
I'm gonna have to get some of that.
Who knows what's in it though?
Oh yeah, what the hell? This whole episode's on living natural. Let me know what's in there.
I don't even know what's in it. Oh Jesus. I'm gonna take a look at that and follow up.
Okay, thanks.
What else
it's
do
like
we
a-
have here? It's like a new what? sorry, I lost my answers. Using everyday items that contain no harmful chemicals.
Yeah. So like
same.
Cooking.
So. Yeah. Like another thing, like plastics, making sure they don't have like BPAs.
Yeah.
You can use silicone?
Yeah.
Over plastic.
Yeah.
Like I made the choice for. Most of Dahlia's bottles, they're like silicone, not plastic, because it's better.
Yeah, we're trying to make the change over to all glass.
Or glass, obviously. Using,
Because I don't want to throw my Tupperware away.
You know what? Luckily, I have a lot of glass Tupperware. And it's hard when I, like, have to give people food.
Oh, I can't get that back.
Right.
I always
I've been saving like the sour I'm so Mexican now. I've been saving like the sour cream stuff. And then like that, like it, reuse stuff that you can reuse.
Yeah.
You know? It's so like ghetto or whatever. But it's not.
Whoever says that is rich. You know what? Just chill out.
The other day, my aunt was like, because I was about to give her like a glass one because I felt bad, like giving her some dingy plastic. Oh no, because my plastic one was like small. And I was trying to give her food to take home. And she's like, Mija, when you get the sandwich meat, get the sandwich meat that comes in like the plastic one. So you can reuse it. And I'm like, okay. But yeah, glass stuff. It's hard. Like, my gym water bottle, my brother just got me a glass one for my birthday. And I'm like, oh, I should use this glass one over, like, my plastic Camelot one that I've had for years. But it's definitely had its time. It's time for it to retire.
So, the glass one, is it, like, insulated, though?
It is.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's, like, double-walled.
Nice.
Yeah. And then you can, it has, like,
I drop my shit.
It has, I know, I'd be so scared to drop it. But they sell them with, like, a silicone casings on them. Like, I've seen them.
Okay.
That's not what he got me, but I've seen those.
I do know what you're talking about now.
Yeah. And then, like, inside of it, it has, like, a filter. So you can put,
like
fruit or tea.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Fun. Yeah. I like it. I don't really, like, put anything in my water. But I put it there because then it, like, if I put ice in it, it stops the ice from, like, coming at my face because I hate ice hitting my face.
I do too.
Or my teeth, I should say.
I need one of those cups. Someone send me one. Thanks.
Yeah. I want to say it was a Ross find. It's my brother's jam. All
right, I'm with it.
But yeah, like reusing stuff, buying like reusable snack bags, like Ziploc bags.
Oh
like
gosh,
stop using Ziploc bags.
I'm so bad at that.
I got mine at Aldi. I saw them.
Did
I was like,
really?
Oh, Aldi fine. Buying.
What else we got?
We got
something.
Sorry, this keeps disappearing. I should have screenshotted it.
I'm going to open it on my phone, too.
Being off the grid.
Hell yeah, that's my dream. I would love to be off the grid. That's why I, like, all my herbalist shit, I'm just trying to make all my own medicines, and if I can live as sustainable as possible by myself, I want to do that.
Yeah. You're definitely trying.
I'm trying.
How do you even get there? I had to teach Kendra how to work Instagram.
It's fine.
But yeah, being off the grid, that's probably like my husband's dream.
We could have like our own community.
Okay. A little collective.
Yeah, that would be so fun, wouldn't it?
It kind of would be dope.
And then we wouldn't have to fucking communicate with other people and stuff because we technically can't. All right.
Eat better. Yeah.
Oh, stop using the microwave. Crystal said that.
Yeah.
Same.
Dude.
I think about that every time I use it. I'm like, fuck, I need to stop using
it. I know. So, let me tell you what I almost did, and I was like, stop, Al, stop. I made taco meat with that seasoning I just got literally like Thursday the other day, and it was still in the pot, and Oscar, I had made it, and then Oscar got off work late, so I was going to reheat it. I almost put it on a plastic plate.
Just to put it in the microwave.
And I was like, stop. It was like still in the pan. It wasn't even that cold. So I was like, okay, I could just turn this stove back on and heat it up. So that's what I did.
Good job.
And I was like literally like almost pour. I was like, what am I doing? Like, why am I just like, it's going to be easier probably to just heat all of it up.
Keep it in the pan.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know. I
just
really
stupid shit that we're used to.
But the some stuff, I'm like, how would I even reheat that?
Yeah, I just bought a toaster oven. Clutch.
Sarah swears by her toaster oven.
Well, mine's like a toaster oven, air fryer.
What the hell? When did you get this? That sounds oven one?
Yeah.
You were telling Katie about?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It is dope. It like truly is.
All right.
Because I'm telling you, it's like an air fryer too.
All right,
It fits like a whole pizza.
If I could save money on an appliance and not get a microwave when we get new appliances, I want to do that.
You should.
It's like $200.
You can make like tortillas in there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, everybody throw out your microwave.
Seriously.
Tonight. Do it tonight.
And then every time I stand in front of a microwave, I'm like, oh, God, move.
Oh, my God, I know.
Yeah. When I was pregnant, I'd be super conscious. What, does it just go through your body?
Yes. It throws off the energies on your body, messes with your brain waves.
I need to stop sleeping next to my phone.
Yes.
That's one of the things I want to stop doing.
Stop sleeping next to your phone. Stop putting your phone in your butt pocket, in your front pocket. It affects like your ovaries and shit.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
I remember I saw something on TV once. I don't know how true this was or accurate or if I dropped it. I remember like this guy like would sleep next to his phone and he had like a tumor on that side of his head.
Yeah, man. Shit's not to play with.
Right.
I don't know if it gets that crazy, but I'm
sure it, I mean, I don't doubt it.
It probably does.
Made sense to me.
It does make sense. Stop putting your, like sometimes when I'm laying in bed and I'm waiting for like, oh, like for George to respond or something, I'll just set my phone on my chest. I'm like, oh God, don't do that. Like right on my boobs.
Yeah.
Causing some breast cancer or something.
Bad.
Just be aware where your phone's at.
What the hell was that? But yeah. Stop using the microwave. You just throw it out and then we don't use it.
That's what I mean. Just throw it out tonight. Everybody throw it out today. It's a new day. Okay.
Because like really, like what do you need a microwave for?
Just to make ease. Lazy ass.
Literally.
Because, yeah, you can do everything on the stove in the oven.
Well, yeah. What I like about that oven, too. Sorry. It heats up so fast. You don't have to, like, preheat it. It's amazing. I love it. Anyways. And then.
I need that.
It's awesome. Kohl's. You know, Kohl's always has sales.
Oh, yeah,
and then you
get
Kohl's cash.
Yeah.
It was, like, $70.
Yeah, that's not bad. It's worth it.
And it was, like, 100 and something. Like, I got it on sale.
Oh, okay.
And I like it so far. I really do.
Obviously. No, I want one. You convinced me.
I didn't think I was going to use it. I use it all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
You bought it anyways, even though you didn't think you were going to use
it? Well, I was like, no. I bought it saying, hey, I'm going to use this. but I might not. Yeah.
Okay, that's funny.
And it toasts so much better than like a regular toaster. I was like, how does this work?
The toaster. I would like to get rid of that too.
Well, get this. I'm gonna send you a link.
Send me the link and then I'll post it because I would like to get rid of the toaster too. It annoys me.
Yeah, and then you just have like one appliance.
Yes, that's what I need. Yeah. I want all this stuff off my counters. It's ugly. Yes. Okay, growing veggies. You feel me? I had to say that you feel me.
You feel me?
You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you.
I feel you, man.
Kendra grows veggies.
I do grow some. And you know what? I've noticed this past like couple years, a lot of people have been taking the initiative to grow their own veggies.
Yeah, so I wanted to do it. It's a little late in the year, I think.
For some things. Some things, it's like perfect timing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to grow...
it's definitely my goal next year.
Broccoli. I'm going to plant broccoli seeds at the end of August. Oh,
okay, okay.
That's a good time to grow broccoli. You can't grow broccoli when it's too hot. Anyways, good starter plants, I would say, is like peppers, any type of peppers, obviously tomatoes, zucchini. Zucchini is really easy to grow.
Cucumbers?
Cucumbers are easy. Those are like the easiest things to grow for sure.
Little salsa garden.
Little salsa garden.
Yeah. Can you grow onions out here?
Yeah.
Is that like a root plant?
Yeah.
Okay.
I grew carrots this year, and that was the first time I grew carrots. And I pulled them out, and they're my hands, they're very, very tiny. And they were like the size of my pinky.
Kendra's hands are like half the size of mine.
Legit. That's embarrassing.
Oh, man.
I wore T-ball batting gloves in high school.
That's so funny to me.
They had no fucking padding in them. Like, this is bullshit. Yeah, but those are the easiest things to grow.
What else are you growing this year?
I'm growing kale. Kale's easy.
Oh, yeah.
But you have to, the thing about kale is you really have to keep up with it.
I made smoothies with that.
Oh, did you?
It was, yeah.
I got some zucchini for you as well.
Okay.
Fun. I got zucchini.
Dolly loves zucchini.
Does she?
She loves it.
Of course she does. She's perfect. Oh, a lot of sage.
That's another reason why I want a garden. I want to, like, have Dolly grow up.
Fresh foods.
Having a garden and, like, tending to it and having fresh foods.
Yes, I love it. So when I get my big-ass greenhouse.
Yeah, we're going to come over.
Fresh veggies all the year.
We'll come over and help you clip.
Okay. I got sage. I got a lot of
your herbs.
I got some herbs growing.
Do you have cilantro?
No.
Do you have basil?
I'm sorry. No.
Okay.
I'm growing herbs that I can jar and use through the winter months.
Well, I'm trying to have herbs that I can eat.
Most people are. I don't care about that, I guess. I
want like a little herb section.
Yeah, you should. Well, like basil is easy to grow. Mm-hmm. I've grown basil before. Yeah. I'm going to grow rosemary.
You can grow them indoors, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rosemary, I'm about to plant when I get back.
Ooh, like a crock pot. Mm. Ooh, throw some rosemary in there. Sorry.
Well, and I'm going to use it to make smudge sticks.
Oh, okay, okay.
Mm-hmm. What else? Oh, I got an elderberry bush. I'm hoping it produces next year. This year it's not. It's still a little baby.
You just gotta figure it out. It's gotta figure itself out.
It does.
Make its way into the ground. Right.
But yeah, starting a garden, like, people always freak out about it, and I always say,
you gotta do it to do it.
You just gotta do it.
You know?
And here,
I was really scared, and that's why I still haven't done it. As I told Oscar about it, he's like, let's do it. I'll go buy, like, the wood to make beds tomorrow. I was like, oh, no.
It's overwhelming. It's overwhelming. But that's the thing I always tell people, don't overthink it. You just look at how much shit just grows wildly.
Yeah.
From what?
You're right.
Rain. Yeah. You just have to water it. And if you really want it to keep growing, you have to tend to it. You have to cut. And you can just Google that stuff.
Right.
How should I trim my zucchini? Like, you know, it's really easy. Some things aren't as easy, like. Well, growing lavender is easy, but cutting it and stuff isn't always the easiest. Oh, I did actually want to bring up chamomile. is really easy to grow.
Yeah.
I always tell people that they should use that for a tea.
Yeah.
And it's really easy.
So like, you just like cut it and dry it out?
Not even. I just pop the heads, the flower right off.
Uh-huh.
And just, it's laying out to dry, and then I put it in a jar.
Nice.
And so like what happened with that was I had it in a pot, but it got so cold one year and it cracked.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just like.
Oh, that's the one you had right there?
Yes. Yeah. It's like in the walkway path of. From my patio to my yard.
Right out of the bricks?
Yep. And I just left it. I was like, well, fuck it. This is where it wants to grow. And it spreads like crazy.
Yeah?
It blooms like crazy. Every day you have to go out and pick it.
Oh, wow.
For it to keep growing. And, yeah, but it's really easy. Dude. No. That's not acceptable.
Yeah, I told Oscar I wanted. So then he came up with like this grand elaborate gardening bed. And I was like, oh my God, that's like huge. Like, I can't do that. And he's like, well, what? I was like, I don't know. It looks so overwhelming.
It's overwhelming for sure.
But you're right. I'm just going to, we're just going to do it. Just going to do it. We're going to build it next spring.
Yes, you are. I'll come and help.
We have like the perfect spot in our yard to do it. So I'm excited.
Yeah, no, you have a good yard. Oh God, I would have.
Well, it's like where the pool used to be. So like we need to do something with the area.
I want that yard.
It's okay. I don't like how it's like a side yard.
And
oh God, yeah.
Live my life out there. But yeah, it's really easy. You just have to do it. There's fucking nice. There's directions on fucking seed. I grow everything from seed. I don't like buying plants.
Oh yeah, that's what I would want to do.
Everything's right on the fucking packet. You just have to read it and it's easy. It tells you when to plant things, how deep to plant it. I mean, it's not hard. Water it. Actually, you have to like care about your plants. They feel your energy. I know it's weird, but it's true.
Oh yeah.
They're living.
Somebody I know was talking about how the plants in her house keep dying because she thinks that they just keep soaking up all the negative energy in her house.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
I 100% believe that.
Yeah.
Sage your house.
I know. I was going to be like, you want me to come over and sage your house? I still haven't even done my house.
Oh, my God.
I'm the worst. It's because you want to know what I'm waiting for? I'm waiting for my house to be so clean, like clean, 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 and then do it. And it never happens.
Yeah. Don't use white sage. It's endangered.
Saying. I don't even know what I bought.
Well, don't buy white sage. Well,
now Kendra's gonna be making her own.
Yeah, my sage is growing like a fucking wild fire out there, which is awesome, but it's a lot of work. What else? Where are we? Oh, what?
I don't know. Gardening.
Oh, mint. I was going to say mint's easy to grow too, but mint spreads like fucking crazy.
Yeah?
So be careful.
My mom has a lot of mint at home. That's probably why.
Yeah, it spreads.
She like picks some for me so I can like plant it at my house. And she's like, oh, you took too long to come over, so it died. I was like, oh, we'll pick out some more. I was like, oh.
Yeah, because I'm sure there's more.
Yeah.
So if you're going to plant it, I would plant it in like a big pot. That way it can't spread outside the pot. Yes,
that's exactly what my mom has it in a pot.
Oh, yeah. She's smart.
I have, like, all these resources, and I'm so scared to garden. I have you. I have my mom.
Yeah, come on. Your mom's got a super green thumb, I can
tell.
She
does. It makes me so sad.
She's out there picking plants for me.
Yeah.
She's a gem. Yeah, strawberries are easy. They grow back every year, too. But my fucking squirrels eat them all, so I don't know. Put them somewhere where they can't get them. Cage them. I guess that's it. I don't know. Oh, I did want to say how, like, we want to live more naturally.
Oh, yeah.
I want to start, because I used to make my own detergent before Kalila was born.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, I'm going to change all my ways before she comes. And I didn't. So I want to start making my own detergent again.
I want to do that, too.
In powder form. And then, what else? What do you want to do?
That's something I want to do. I want to stop.
I'll come with the recipe.
Like with, I don't know. I don't know.
I want, my like dream right now. My nails are stuffy.
Nice.
I'm making so many like plant medicine right now. mm-hmm. with all my herbs, and I want to like be stocked for winter. And I'm really excited about it because I'm going to have cough syrup. I'm going to have stuff for fevers.
I'm excited.
I'm really pumped. I think I'm going to have like a...
Are you making elderberry syrup?
Yeah.
Okay, that's something I'm going to want from you this year.
I think I'm going to make a like cold and flu or like winter month like kit. Will you stop making that?
Sorry.
You're making it worse. I want to make like a cold and flu like winter month care package.
That's such a good idea.
Right? I think it's really, especially because our winters are so fucking long here. I know, sorry.
I was right like, I can't wait till fall, but I'm like, then it's winter.
No, I'm like digging summer right now. Still.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely like, fuck, it's almost August.
I know, it sucks. It's really shitty.
Yeah. Oh, well. We know. It happens every year. We're just going to enjoy it. But yeah, winter is long.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to do that once again. If anybody's interested, follow my herbal account.
Yeah. I'm just doing big things over here.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Sorry, I cut you off there. Go ahead.
Okay. No, it's Rooted Relief.
Throw your plug in.
Rooted Relief.
That's all it is?
Yeah, well, it's called Rooted Relief
in time. I thought it was like an underscore in there.
No, my handle is Rooted Relief.
Okay.
And follow us, because why wouldn't you?
Yeah. I'm still trying to think of how else I want to live.
I know, there is other ways. Well, I'm going to make body wash, so we're going to make that change. Yeah.
Oh, like shampoo. Ugh. Another thing I want to do.
I want to make a hair rinse. Like, after mm-hmm. you shampoo, conditioner, rinse.
Okay.
I think my hair needs it anyway.
But I even think about, like just living, like, more sustainable and, like, the plastic packaging that we use and, like, oh, it's all so bad.
Yeah.
I just want to live better.
Yeah, like, I'm making something that, like, you know, if you get a cut or something, you can put on there.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it
like a...
just heal it up.
Like a Neosporin, but natural type of thing. That's cool. Because Neosporin is not good. I recently learned that.
Uh-huh.
I follow, like, this, like, herbal beauty product from Seattle. I've told you about
it. Oh, yeah. I follow them, too. It's a good company.
But, yeah, they have, like...
Don't say it. Because I'm able to buy their shit. Buy my
shit. Hey, if you don't have it, I'm buying from them, okay?
No, that's fair.
They're so nice. I'm totally kidding. They have like a bar, like a shampoo bar.
Oh, yeah, you like
so, mm-hmm. and it's like, its packaging is sustainable, you know? So, like, that stuff like that, like, if you can find it, do it. Like, I think Whole Foods, you can take your own containers and pour like pastas out and stuff like that. Like, I wish more stores would get behind that and more companies would just do it, because it's what's so hard about it.
Yeah,
you know.
And you know what, like, I see other,
I'm sure it's cheaper for them, they don't have to spend money on packaging,
right?
You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, and that's what I mean, like, yeah, just do your research, ask questions, because, like, not to name names, because that's not me, but there's a woman around here, she makes scrubs. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. But she's, like, telling people to use scrubs on, like, eczema and, like...
Oh, no.
Like, skin conditions. Yeah. I'm like, you shouldn't use scrubs on like, skin conditions.
Irritate it.
Like, eczema. Like, sugar scrubs.
Oh, that's...
That's sugar. What I mean. It's not, like, a gentle...
Yeah.
So, just be, like... Be aware of what you're using.
Yeah.
Ask people what's in this.
Like, or, like, apricot scrubs for your face. Stop doing that. It's literally, like, scratches your face.
Yeah. They're, like, because they're heavy.
Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know.
Just ask questions. It's not hard. And you shouldn't be afraid to do that.
Yeah. And definitely also learning to use less. Like, I used to have, like, this, like, skincare regimen.
Yes.
And I literally just wash my face with soap and put on lotion after now. And my face looks great.
You know?
And I use, like, an oil serum. But I make that, you know, like,
right.
So it's just not like, I spend so much money on skincare is what I'm going to say.
A lot of people do.
And it's not necessary at all. I started using CeraVe.
Oh, yeah.
The drugstore brand. And it's amazing. I like it more than the stuff I used to use, which costs a lot of money.
Yeah. I used to buy a really expensive face wash, like, back in the day.
Yeah.
What is that? You guys hear that? What the fuck? No, yeah, but now I just make all my own shit. It's so much easier and cheaper, and people always ask, like, oh, how much is your face wash and face scrub? Like, how much would I owe you? And they're like, oh my God, that's so cheap.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, because there's just not
a... I started using Kendra's lotion.
Oh, I am obsessed with that lotion.
It's really good, guys. I forgot to tell my cousin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, tell her.
Yeah, tell her.
Unless you're listening.
It's so...
I have very dry skin, guys, and it's really good.
Yeah, so, and I still have quite a few of those, so I'll buy them. Actually, I'm going to be at an event. I'm going to have an event. Oh,
yeah? Where?
In Yorkville on August 22nd.
What is it? What's the event?
It's going to be, like, other people similar to me. There's going to be people that do henna. There's going to be readings.
Where is it at?
I don't know yet. It's in Yorkville. That's how I know. I'll have more info on that soon. But yeah, August 22nd.
Is that a Saturday?
11 to 2. Yeah.
Awesome. I'll be there to support.
Be there, be square.
I think. I don't know when I'm doing that weekend, but yeah, I'll be there. Okay.
Graduation party that day.
Okay. I started thinking about it. I'm like, August is kind of booked. Hey, but 11 o'clock, that's early.
Yeah, 11 to 2. Oh. It's at a good time.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess that's it. If you guys have more ways that you're living natural, please tell us so we can do them too. Okay.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye. Oh, wait.
What?
I wanted to say, please support Sensei Samadhi Yoga Studio.
Do it. Are they still running that offer that you're
Yeah, know they are. So there's like a flyer you can go for a free class, yoga or meditation. And such a good company. She does so much for the community. She has a whole ass school. Like she's awesome. So please support them if you can. Okay, that's all.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.